How many want their nation to be blessed? America's been blessed. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Did you know that every one of those 56 signers of a Declaration of Independence, did you know that everyone had to be a professing Christian before they could sign? They had to be a professor that they knew that they trusted in God. Now, I know he has to have Christ. Are you with me, though? But when this country was founded, it was founded for one thing, a country built upon God and his word. In God we trust. They even put it on the currency. Amen? Don't tell me this country wasn't founded by people who wanted the Lord to run it. They did. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and the people whom he had chosen for his own inheritance. You know what's great, Brother Mark? We're blessed here, and then we got a great inheritance in eternity. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we're thankful we could be here today. And I pray now you'll help me with my voice to sound out and praise you. And thank you for all the blessings that you put upon our country. Help our hearts to be lifted up in patriotism. Help our hearts to be lifted up in love for you. Lord, I just pray that America would turn their hearts back to you. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. Hey, America, did you hear that? Hey, America, did you hear that? Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. You want your nation to be continually blessed, America? You better start looking to God again. Amen. Hey, America, this is a conditional promise from God Almighty. It's a conditional promise. It said there, every nation that'll make God their Lord, he will bless. As long as he is the Lord of their nation. When he ceases to be Lord of their nation, then the blessings stop. See, that's what they call a conditional promise. I'll bless you if you'll make me your Lord of your nation. But once you turn your back on me, I'll turn my back on you. Once you put your cheek against me, I'll turn my cheek against you. You still here? Huh. Hey, America. Did you ever notice and wonder why America has been so blessed far beyond any country in the world? Think of all the countries of the world. What country has been blessed more than America? None. Ever wonder why? I know why. Because blessed is a nation whose Lord is God. Hey, America, did you ever notice that the people from all places of the world want to come and live in our country, America, the land that God has blessed? God bless America. Amen. Land that you know what? The whole world, their dream is to come to America. Wonder why that is. They're not flocking to Russia. They're not flocking to Germany. They're not flocking to Vietnam or Cambodia. They're not flocking to Italy. Hello? Hey, America? Hey, America! America is the hope and dream of most people that live on planet Earth. All the globe desire to live on this, in this one place called America. Hey, America, why is that? Hey, America, I want you to answer the question, why is that? I'll tell you why. Because God Almighty has blessed America because of our forefathers. Hey, America, our forefathers wanted God to rule our country. They wanted God to direct our country. They looked to God for guidance for our country. Hello? They even wrote about our country. Brother Mark, you did a good job singing today in songs. I like to keep doing them tonight. I want you to grab your songbooks. Grab your songbooks. Turn to 242. Some of these songs he sang today. Stay with me. You got your songbooks? We're going to talk about America and its relationship with God right now. See, our forefathers, not only wrote it down in preambles and different things, but they also put it in song. That's where you find the old songs. You're going to find God in the country. America the beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber's ways of grains, for purple mountain majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God. You couldn't even use his name anymore now today in 2008. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. In the public schools today, you can't even mention the word God. Hello? Do you see the dependence of our nation? Where was the dependence on, Brother Bobby? It was God. America, America, God shed his grace. See, they knew. Our forefathers knew where the blessings came from. The blessings came from God Almighty. For amber's way, by the way, hey America, who gave you the amber? Who gave you the amber waves of grain? Hey America, who gave you purple mountain majesties? Who gave you them? Who gave? That's what the scripture says there in the songwriter. Above the fruited plain, who gave you the fruited plain? It was God. Amen. America. America, God shed his grace. Look at page 243. I love our flag. Don't ever burn that flag in disgrace around me. I'll wrap you in it. If I don't shoot you first. Too many people have died for that flag. I'm not a bad person. I just love my country. And I want you kids, young kids, to grow up. Austin, I want you to love America like your grandpa loves it. Amen. You boys and you girls, I want you to grow up loving America like your mom and dad and your grandpa loves it. Yes. Especially your grandma and grandpa. They loved America. They sacrificed for America. They realized that freedom was not free. There's a price to pay for freedom. Men and women have been paying down through the centuries for us. Look what it says there. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's red light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? You know, we Friday went and saw the fireworks over in Akron. I thought about this. Boy, they were, man, they were shooting them up. And man, some of the stuff was falling down on us. Tiffy Brooks says, oh, Grandpa, the sky's falling. The sky's falling. I said, no, we'll be all right. And I thought about the men in war, how the bombs raged. And I thought about Francis Scott Key, how he wrote this song. And when he saw the fortress still there and holding for, gave through to the night that our flag was still there. I'm going to tell you right now, don't degrade the flag. There's been too much bloodshed for it. Amen? But if you notice verse 4, oh, thus be it ever when the free men shall stand between their loved homes and war, desolation, blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven, oh, what are we doing here? Rescue land? Praise the power? Hello? That hath made and preserved us a nation? Who are they talking about there? They're talking about God. They're not talking about them. They're saying God's preserved us. God kept us up. God kept all the old flags, old glory flying. Then conquer we must when our cause is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, the forefathers knew about God and nation. Amen? Look at page 244. Look at my country, 'tis of a sweet land of liberty. Well, aren't you glad you got liberty? I hope you kids never see a time where you won't have liberty. Look at verse 4. Our fathers, God, to thee, the author of liberty. Who's the author of liberty, kids? God is. God's the author of liberty. Galatians 5:1 says, he says that he wants us to have spiritual liberty. Amen? The author of liberty, to thee we sing, long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King. And now we can't mention God's name in a school or in a public building? Are you nuts? They took out the Ten Commandments of the Supreme Court down in Alabama. Listen to me. America better get back to the God of our nation. And Pastor Dave was talking about this morning. We better start speaking out. We've been mamby-pamby too long. Christians have been mamby. I'm not saying we need to go out and take people's swords and people cut people's head off. Not yet. Kidding. Your lady friends are going to think I'm wild. I just have a passion for America. But I'm tired of people taking my country. I'm tired of people taking away our freedoms. I'm tired of people making fun of Christians and the God of Christianity and the God of our nation. I'm tired of it. America was founded on God. Protect us. Who do you think protects us? By the way, protection. Protect us. Did you notice that? I just ran this off. You know, during World War II, not one German bomb dropped on America. Wonder why that happened. Hello? Now, I know the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. I know that. December 7, 1941. I know that. Approximately 3,200 people died on the day of Pearl Harbor. And that invoked us into the war. But as far as the mainland, and I'm not, by the way, I love Hawaii. And I've got, the church years ago sent us there. I've had the privilege of being in Hawaii. It's one of the most beautiful places you can ever go. And I'm proud to have them as one of our states. But it's not part of the mainland, because when you're in Hawaii, you know you're a long ways from America. I'm thrilled to have them part of our country, but they're really not part of the mainland, what I'm trying to say. Are you with me? There's never been until 2001, 9-1-1, we didn't have an enemy bomb ever drop on our country from a foreign. Think about it. Are you still with me? But by the way, just for the record, we're talking about God's, that scripture, God protect us. With freedom's holy light, protect us by thy might, great God, our King. Do you know how many people died in World War II for the Soviet Union? 25,000,568. Of that, 16,900 were civilians. Germany, 7 million. And of that, 3,810, 3,810,000 were civilian. Poland, they lost 6 million people because the Holocaust for the Jewish people, civilians. Japan, they lost 1,806,000. Now, let me say this to you about Japan. No weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. The Bible tells a Christian. Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. And I don't know the exact, I think it was around approximately 3,200 right in that area. Over, I know it was over, a little over 3,000 people were killed. Just on the Arizona alone, there were several thousand. Do you know how many people were killed, civilians in Japan? 10 times what they killed in Pearl Harbor. They killed approximately 3,000, 300,000. In Hiroshima, when they dropped the bomb in Hiroshima, they called it the little boy. 140,000 Japanese were destroyed. You want to see something terrifying on an atomic bomb? Everything was scorched and just destroyed. Even people that had garments on that survived, and they had, like, whatever the garment would be, would have a, like Natalie's design in her, that was, some of them were actually put inside their skin like a tattoo. 140,000 died with one atomic bomb. Then 6 days, by the way, it was on Monday, August 6th, 1945. President Harry Truman gave the order to bomb. Then 3 days later, in Nagasaki, the bomb called Fat Man. 80,000 died. 80,000 people. Hello? We've never had that, nothing like that in America yet. And by the way, did you know? And I didn't know this until I studied it. Prior to the atom bomb being dropped, did you know there was 6 months of intense firebombing on 67 cities of Japanese before we dropped the atom bombs? I didn't know that. Bobby, they were dropping just regular bombs on 67 cities for 6 months before they even dropped the atom bomb on Japan. Now you look up here. Do you think that's just a coincidence? Then let me show you this. They show America with 295,000 killed in the military. Brian, come here. I want you to show us how many civilians are killed. Could you tell the people how many civilians were killed by America?
There were none.
There were none. There were none. Zero. All these other ones have millions, and we have zero. If you don't think God protected America, then you're an idiot. I can make it better than that. You're a fool. Because the Bible says that only a fool has said in heart there's no God. America has been blessed, has been protected because God Almighty has given grace and protection among this country. And then America, year after year, year after year, America is getting farther, 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 farther away from God. We saw our country be just with a bunch of cowards. In 2000, New York, 9-1-1, we saw the Twin Towers tore down. Right? I literally saw, I was watching it on TV. I saw the plane crash in it. And they went into the Pentagon too. What happened? I think God's saying, hey, America, you know, I've been protecting it for a long time, over 200 years. You know, I could take my hand back a little bit. Do you want this to happen to you? Just like it happens to all the other countries, it can happen to you too. Are you still with me? Notice. Hey, America, did you ever notice that you've been blessed by God Almighty with natural resources, crops, abundant crops that feed the world, fruit that everyone enjoys, national resources and modern technology and major economy that no one's ever surpassed until lately? America used to be the leading country with everything. I wonder if he's trying to tell us something, Brother Eddie. Hello? Hey, America, You led the world for many years in every category, but you're not the leader anymore. Hey, America, you've enjoyed liberty and freedom for 232 years. Hey, America, look at page 244. God's the author of liberty. Do you see that? Our fathers, God to thee, author of liberty. I mentioned that. I want you to see that. You know, liberty, listen, there's a price for liberty. And Jesus showed us the price. He went and died on Calvary's cross so you and I could have eternal liberty and freedom from the depths of hell and shame. Amen? Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. And I know that's talking about liberty there like we have today, but it's also got an application of liberty through Christ because God's the author of liberty. That's why, by the way, that's why, you ever notice how all the communist countries that hate God hate America? You ever wonder why they hated us? They hate God. And America stood for God. It used to stand for God. Hey, America. I believe America is losing the blessings of God because you've went away from God. America today shuns the name of God. You're almost afraid to mention the name of Jesus anywhere you go now. America stop their prayers, stop their Bible reading in the classrooms. They're trying to take God off the currency and coins. The far left have bitterness and anger beyond measure at Christians. I saw this, and I never saw this before until this last recent campaign. They were on CNN. They said, I saw the liberals. They said, we've got to get that so-and-so in the office because we've got to get liberal Supreme Court justices. These right-wingers are ruining our country. If we let more right-winger Supreme Court goes in there, they'll overrule Roe versus Wade. God forbid that we'd stop killing babies. I mean, we saved the whale. We won't build because there's a frog in a little pond. We're worried about the polar bears and the ice melting. And yet every day, thousands of babies are murdered and we don't think nothing about it. America, America, hey America, you better wake up. God's going to send judgment. America today has turned her cheek against God. God started, Scott, I believe God lowered the wall of protection. September 11, 2001, our country was attacked on the homeland for the first time from outsiders. Hey, America, I got a question for you, America. Has God taken his protective hand off our country? If he has, what will be next? Hey, America! Our country no longer leads the world. We've fallen in major categories. Our dollar is no longer strong. Our dollar is weak as we can be. It's lost its value. That's one reason the gas is going up, because it takes more dollars to buy gas. And God has taken his hand off our nation? I believe he has. Hey, America, are you listening? Hey, America, are you listening? Psalms 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Hey, America, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. We started out right, but we've left where we start. We've went away from where we started. Hey, America, America has left the Lord, and now I think the Lord is leaving America. I believe he's going to allow judgment to fall on America. Listen to this, Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin's a reproach to any people. Hey, America. Hey, America, once you were once known as a righteous country. Matter of fact, a man came over to America and said, I know what's made America great. It's their churches that believe in God. Hello? America used to have God-fearing people. America used to have church-going people. America used to have praying people. America used to have Bible reading people. America used to be church builders and church planners. America used to print the Bible so everyone could read it. Matter of fact, even had Gideons. They would even put them in the motels. Now they don't. They put them in, but they're not the King James Bible, so they don't have the real Word of God. Are you still with me? Old-time revivals. Hey, America, remember the old-time revivals? By the way, 2008, but your preacher's been preaching for over 35 years. Hello. I remember when they had revivals for 2 weeks. Some of you would... 2 weeks. We couldn't take that, preacher. That's what's wrong with America. America used to have month revivals. Even back in 1981, we threw a tent on Galena Street where I pastored, and I kept a tent up for 2 solid weeks. I preached every night in a tent. Every night I came and preached in that tent. The second week, not only did I preach, I brought other preachers. We had 2 preachers every night for the second week. And had several people saved. Today, if you have a 3-day revival, you just about wear your people out. Like right now, some of you say, I wish that guy quit. I got to go home and eat. That's the trouble with America. We're fat. We're fat on the world, but lean on God. Yes, sir. By the way, I know I'm heavy myself. But I'm talking about being, we ought to be fat on the Lord. Yes. And our mindset today is, I want to, you want church service to be just like you, like everything else, drive through, just like the McDonald's or the instant oatmeal, 1 minute this, 1 minute that. No, that's the trouble with America. We need to get back and seek the Lord. Amen. And Bobby, go after the things of God and hunger and thirst. Yes, Tammy Lynn's been wearing that shirt, and I'm so glad. One day on a Wednesday night, I preached about out of Matthew. We need to hunger, hunger, hunger for God's word. America needs to hunger. And Brother Eddie was our youth director at that time, and he went and had these shirts made, hunger. And he put on the scripture in Matthew about how we need to hunger for God's word. I saw someone said to me, "What's that shirt she wearing?" I said, "It's about how we need to hunger for God's word." See, America's got a great appetite now, but our appetite's for all the world. We care more about sports. We care about what's going on TV. We care about more activities than we care about God's house, about God's church, about people's souls going to hell. Hello? We got time to do everything but read our Bible. We can pay, we can buy anything, but we can't tithe. Hello? Now you're getting where you shouldn't be, preacher. Listen to this. Old time revivals, tent revivals, brush harbors. Even God raised up General Bruce to start the Salvation Army. You know what the motto of General Bruce was? Others. Amen. Do for others. Care for others. Reach others, 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 others. Now there's no others. Now today, America, slice their throat. Only greed is what I want. America's become greedy. They were showing on the news the CEOs, what they're making in these companies. Some of them guys are making close to $1 billion. Multi millions in your gas. Bill Clinton became, well, I won't hit him, but most, not just Bill, politicians in general. They go in, Do you ever wonder why a politician will, would you ever know why a politician would ever spend millions of dollars and only paid like $175,000 a year? Most politicians, the reason they become politicians is because they know they're gonna make millions of dollars by hook or by crook. They said Bill Clinton was worth $100 million the other day. By the way, it could be anybody. It could be George Bush. I don't care who. You watch them. They go in with a little bit of money, and they come out with all kinds of multi-millions. Wonder why? They're crooked. You say, you can't say that. Oh, I just did. And I meant it with all my heart. Hey, America. Hey, America, you've left God. Hey, America, you're seeing children killed in your schools today. They weren't shot when we had prayer and Bible reading in the schools. And when babies were adored and not aborted. And when kids didn't have babies until they got married. They had some school, I think in California, a whole bunch of them got with child. They're not, by the way, you're not pregnant, you're with child. They want you to say pregnant because when you have an abortion, you only had a pregnancy aborted. But see, if you, what the Bible says, in there, and by the way, that is a child. When I came out of my mom, I was a child. Mama. When you abort that, it's a child. It's not a fetus. So don't call people pregnant. Say you're with child. We used to raise Labrador retrievers. And Tiffy Brook and might have been Natalie Rose at the time. She said, because Natalie's a smart kid, she said, Grandpa, when ladies have a baby, they're with child. Yep. She said, then one of our Labradors was called Beauty. She said, Grandpa, Beauty's with puppy. And I said, Nat, you're right. She's not pregnant. She's with puppy. Because inside her, we're puppies. Hello? James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Hey, America, do you want God to bless our nation again? Then come back to God. Stop your evil. Stop your wickedness. Stop your thievery. Stop your abortions. Stop your abominations with men with men, women with women. Amen. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Amen. And Romans chapter 1 says it's not natural for a man to be with a man. I can't imagine a man being with a man. It makes me just want. I need a balut before that. By the way, we were watching. I don't know what happened. I watched more TV the other night than I've watched in ages. I think I watched for a couple hours. We watched this show where they picked. It was over in the Philippines. The show. Where's Dave and Shannon? Where I always get excited about them not taking the money. Deal or no deal? Deal or no deal? And I don't watch it because these people turned down $300,000 for it. I said, you're an idiot. Come here with nothing. They got two nickels in their pocket and they turn. What? I'm getting them. I said, no, you're going to a shrink house. You're an idiot. Well, they were doing it over in the Philippines. All Filipino, but they had Americans. They did it in the Philippines. All they did was put American contestants. Why don't they let the Philippines be the contestants? Anyways, it was in the field. And they gave a guy, Elmer, they gave a guy $10,000 to eat a balut. He could have ate fish eyes or a bunch of, or but he said there was three categories. And if you eat the balut, a balut is a duck inside there. It's really gross, man. It's a delicacy, though, in the Philippines. They love it. Not all of them. Yeah, he did it for 10. And he ate that balut, American. He ate that balut, and unless they went to a commercial for a long time after, He didn't flinch an eye. And they gave him $10,000 for eating that balut. And those Filipinos were going, yeah. What a special group of people. You don't find a sweeter. The Filipino people are such a sweet people. I know we have them here, but I'd say if they weren't here. I'm so proud to be the pastor of some Filipinos. We're so honored to have Filipinos part of this church. What a wonderful people. A happy people. A kind and gracious people. Anyways, I don't know if it's still on, Filipinos, but I watched it the other night, and they made those little rerun. You could see a Filipino, whatever name that show was. Take your pick, or was it? Deal or No Deal, yeah. Take your pick. Deal or No Deal. Hey, I'm still working on Country Store, man. I called that the Becca. I don't know what I called it last week. Okay, I got to close this up. You want to go home and I want to keep preaching, but let me hear this. Let me give you the grand finale. America, I got four statements I'm going to make. I'm not going to preach long, I promise you. Four quick statements. Hey, America, do you want God to bless our nation? Then come back to God. Amen. Number two, hey, America, do you want God to bless your nation? Then protect and love the nation Israel. God told Abraham in Genesis 12:3, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. I'm going to tell you right now, you ever notice the countries that hate Israel? They're cursed. You ever notice the country that was loved to Israel? They were blessed. I hope America never turns their back on Israel. I think that's one reason God's holding back judgment. If we ever give up on Israel, America's, you better tell your congresspeople, stand with Israel, because I'm going to tell you right now, they're the apple of God's eye. They have to be saved just like you and I. No, Jew or Gentile, same Lord over all. But I'm going to tell you, God loves Israel. Are you with me? Number three, I only have four of them. Hey, America, do you want God to bless our nation? Then keep publishing his word. Keep sending missionaries out. Psalm 68:11, the Lord gave the word. God gave it, not man. Great was the company of those that published it. God says, you published my word. By the way, I believe it's printing and preaching. I think there's a twofold, preaching and teaching and getting it out. You get my word out, you get my word out, I'll bless you. No country's ever produced more Bibles, published more Bibles, and put out the word of God more than America. No country's put out more missionaries than America. No country's ever preached the gospel more than America. America was ordained by God to send out the word of God. I believe that with all my heart. And I believe that's the reason we still have freedom today. You take Israel and you take the word of God out. And by the way, they're trying to get the word of God out. They're trying to stop it. We're hated. Fundamental Christians are hated by the liberals. They despise us. They have what you call enmity. Enmity, it's a big word over in Romans 8:7. And that word enmity means worse than hatred. Someone has enmity for you, they want to kill you. Psalms 138, verse 2. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth and for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Hey, America, I'm closing out, last point. What's it going to take? What's it going to take for America to turn back to God? Time's running out. I want you to look with one scripture with me and I'll close. I want you to look at Matthew 5:13. Matthew 5:13 and I'll close. Hey, America, are you listening? Hey, America, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Hey, America, what's it going to take to get back to God? America, what's it going to take to get back to God? We better get back to him. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. I want you to see one verse. Look at Matthew 5:13, and I'm closing. And it's 5 of 12. I'm going to get you out here by 12 o'clock. Boy, I did pretty good. Because, and I'll be honest with you, I told the people, I don't care when I get done. I wasn't going to quit till I got done. And he said, you never quit anyways, preacher. You just preach till you're done anyways. Look what he says. Ye, he's talking to Christians. Ye are the what? Salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherein shall it be salted? Watch. When there's no salt, it's therefore good for nothing. Hey, America, you used to be good for something because you loved me, you honored me, you looked to me. You brought Christ to others. But it's good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Now you watch this. I'm all done. In Genesis 18, you get the last, Abraham's talking to God about not destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. Are you with me? And God said, Abraham, if you can just have 10 people saved there, if there'll be just 10 people saved, I won't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But God did destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. You remember that? And so that tells me one thing. Bobby, that means there was not even 10 people saved. Lot was a saved man. The Bible says that righteous man was vexed daily. Lot was a saved man. You're going to see Lot in heaven. Along with Abraham. Several others. Now watch me. He said, if there's at least 10 people saved, I'll withhold judgment. Did God withhold judgment? No, because there wasn't 10 people saved. What did Matthew 5:13 say? We are the salt of the earth. There wasn't 10 grains of salt there. Watch this. When you read Genesis 19 and you look at verse 26, Lot's wife turned back to look. And she turned, Brother Steve, she turned into a pillar of salt. And what God was trying to say to them and you and me, hey, the reason I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, you see this statue of salt? Sodom needed salt. Salt's a preserver. If there would have been more salt, all you needed, Sodom and Gomorrah, was more salt. She turned into a pillar of salt. You want to save America? You want to buy some more time for America? That's what we're trying to do this week with Vacation Bible School. We're going to try to buy some more time for America. Go soul winning. Win people to Christ. Get some more salt. What America needs now is more salt. Amen. More people saved. Yes. And God says, you keep the salt coming, Andy. Maybe I can keep the lights on a little bit longer. Amen. And this wicked day we live in, we better be going soul winning and witnessing to people every day. Amen. We better be adding some salt to America, because God said only the salt is going to preserve you. You're so wicked. See, and once, by the way, once you get people saved, their life turns. They become a new creature. See, more people saved, the wickedness goes, level goes down, righteousness goes up. You hear me, America? Hey, America. Hey, America. Hey, America. Hey, America. Do you hear me? Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. We better do all we can to make God Lord of this nation. You adults, your kids ought to see God in your life. You ought to be a great example and an example for your kids to serve God all the days of their life. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had. Lord, I pray with all my heart that America will hear your words, that they hear from heaven. We need an old-time revival back in America. Lord, I believe the only hope for America is an old-fashioned revival. Spirit-filled. Spirit of God moving up and down the cities and the streets of every city in America. Spirit of God manifested in every church house where they're preaching, promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray we as Christians and Americans, that we would realize that our blessings come from you. And that I believe you're ready to take your hand off of us. God, help us to be earnest to make our country more towards God and to have more of an image of Christ. And help us to do all we can to win the lost. Lord, help us to win the lost before it's everlasting too late. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I wonder today, how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure I'm saved. I've asked Christ to save me. I know if I die, I'm not going to go to hell. I know I'm on my way to heaven." Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. You may put him down. Now, how many would be honest with themselves and honest with God and say, "Pastor, I'm really not sure. I'm not talking about being a good person. I'm not talking about being a church member. But Pastor, I'm not really sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I'd sure like to know when I die, I'd go to hell. I don't want to die and go to hell. Preacher, I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. I'd sure like to go to heaven when I die. Would you pray for me?" Just raise that hand. I won't come to you, but I'll pray. Just put it up. Put it up and say, "Pray for me. I'm not sure." Who'd say that? Just raise it. Put it up. Let me see it. "I'm not sure. I'd like to be sure." The Bible says you can know. You can know that you're going to heaven. These things are written that you might know that you have eternal life and that you might believe on the name of the Son of God. How many are Christians today and say, "Pastor, I need to go out. I need to win more people to Christ. I need to be more concerned about our nation and living for Christ. Pray for me." Who'd say that? Yes, yes, all over the building. God, all my, both sides. God bless you. Heavenly Father, help us to, as Christians, to understand that our nation's blessings come from you. That all the blessings stem from heaven. That God has blessed America. America is nothing without God. And Lord, I pray that we would help turn people back to the God of America. Our country's left you. We've left you. We've left you, and we've put more things in our life to stand before you. Lord, we've actually had idols and different things. Dear God, help us as Christians to look to you more, to love you more, to serve you more, to be sold out more, to win more people to Christ, to give our country a little bit more time. I pray today, Father, if there's any be here, you know the hearts of people. You know all these men and you know all these women. Holy Spirit, would you go up and down the aisles right now? Holy Spirit, would you convict people's hearts right now? Holy Spirit, would you bring them to come? Help them to come. Help them to be saved. Help them to see their need for Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Help them to understand that without him, they die and go forever to a place called hell, gnashing of teeth, never ending, no turn, no return, no turning back. Help them to see the seriousness of heaven and hell. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.